Back in 2013, an Electoral Boundaries Commission decided to mix things up in southeast New Brunswick and added the village of Memramcook to the provincial riding formerly known as Tantramar to create Memramcook-Tantramar. The move was made to correct an issue with the Tantramar riding, which had a significantly lower population than the provincial average. But it meant that the population of Memramcook would now be a linguistic minority within their own provincial riding, making up about 30% of the population. Acadian activists mounted a legal challenge, and the Brian Gallant government agreed that next time an electoral commission reviewed the province's boundaries, it would take language and culture more into account and allow for larger differences in electoral population. This year, another commission has started its work, and the issue is back. Memramcook Mayor Maxime Bourgeois recently weighed in on the debate, recommending that his village be included in a riding with neighboring Dieppe instead of Tantramar. Bourgeois stopped by Sackville to talk with CHMA and explain more about why he feels Memramcook belongs with Dieppe.
It's not because we don't want to be part of Tantramar. It's not because I personally love Sackville. I love Dorchester. I love Port Allegan. And personally, I've discovered and I fell in love with that part of the province when I personally ran for the provincial election. So I really did get to know that part of the riding quite well. And it's a wonderful people, wonderful organizations. It's just that Memramcook has a lot more in common with Dieppe. I mean, most of the population, most of the folks in Memramcook either work in Moncton or Dieppe. Their kids go to school in Dieppe, and then they go to either, most of them go to either UDEM or CCNB, Collège Communautaire du Nouveau-Brunswick, the French college. And then they go to work again in Moncton or Dieppe. All of our sports organizations are usually Dieppe and Memramcook. Like the Hockey Association, for example, is Memramcook Dieppe. Our cultural associations work closely with, like for example, the Monument Lefebvre will work closely with Le Centre Culturel de Dieppe. Some people do come to Sackville to either go to Tim Horton or Patterson or even do their grocery. But the majority of the population is more aligned with Dieppe. Even like if we talk about the hospital, for example, I mean, I work with Mayor Sean Michaud to try to save the hospital because some of the residents from Memramcook do benefit from having a hospital very close. And I mean, Memramcook still has an English population, so usually they will come to Sackville for their medical services. So I do work with Sean to try to save the hospital, but at the end of the day, most of our population will still go to Georges Dumont. So those are the main reasons. And I've spoken to both Mayor Michaud and Mayor Lapierre, and they both agree. Like I think Mayor Michaud is sort of indifferent in some way. I don't think he minds having us in the same riding, and it's been great. Like since I've been mayor, I've met with the mayor of Sackville, Dorchester, and Port Allegan on a regular basis just to exchange ideas and you know, just to try to work together. And we could still definitely do that even though the riding changed, because we still have certain things in common. For example, the marshland and things like that. We still do have certain things in common. But at the end of the day, we are just more in line with Dieppe. And it's difficult, and I do realize how difficult the task is for the commission, because I think everybody at the commission realizes that we are more in line with Dieppe. I think they do realize that, and I think they'll be willing to admit it. The problem or the challenge is, what do you do with Tantramar? Because the electoral population of Tantramar is so small that you can't really leave them by themselves, because that it would just be too much of a small riding. So
Are there votes or specific issues or votes in the legislature that you can think of, or specific issues where you feel like over this past 10 years, Memramcook has lost out, like the representation would have gone a different direction? Is there anything specific like that you can think of?
Not offhand. And I mean, I have to admit, like, Megan Mitten has been fairly present in our community. So I don't think we've been ignored it's and I think since the electrical map change, we've been lucky because we had Bernard Leblanc, who was from Memramcook, so obviously had Memramcook close to heart, and then Megan Mitten, that actually does speak quite well in French. So we've been lucky, but the chances of having a unilingual Anglophone MLA is still fairly high if the riding doesn't change. And the other challenge, and this, like, I have a lot of respect for MLA Megan Mitten because of the effort that she's putting forward to try to speak French, and I applaud her efforts. The only problem is that some of the Memramcook citizens will just switch to English because they feel it's easier to communicate in English with her than in French. So, and that's not on her. That's on the residents of Memramcook, right? That's sort of it's a problem that we have as Francophones. We switch to English way too easy instead of just trying to make an effort to communicate in French with the other person having French as a second language. So no, I don't think there was any issues that was ignored or whatnot, but it's just it's more looking for towards the future and just making sure that Memramcook is more aligned with another community that shares a lot more of its interests.
Do you foresee any issues in terms of like an urban versus rural thing? Because Memramcook is much more rural, lots of people in wells, lots of people, like lots of agriculture there. That on an economic front and in like a urban planning front, it sort of seems more aligned with Sackville, but on a language front, definitely, and cultural front, definitely more aligned with Dieppe. Do you see any issues being with Dieppe in terms of that urban-rural divide?
No, to the contrary, I think we complement Dieppe. I think we are that beautiful valley that people from Dieppe can escape to on weekends, and Dieppe is the place where we go for a lot of our services. So it's very complementary in that sense, and I think a lot of the bulk of the population of Dieppe comes from rural areas, so they understand our challenges as well, and especially with the reform, Dieppe is actually going to take a lot more territory where they will share a common sort of reality with us. A lot of the properties are not on the municipal services. I think we still very much complement each other in that sense.
You know, I do have to ask, because your candidacy in the last provincial election, I mean, do you feel that you would have had a better shot had Memramcook? I mean, you would have been running in Memramcook Dieppe, I'm guessing, because you're from Memramcook.
Right.
I don't know. Do you think that would have, you know, served you better and had a better result for you in the last provincial election?
Oh, definitely. Simply because, I mean, Dieppe is known to vote liberal. So that sort of, I want to be very clear that that's not why I'm trying to, I mean, it was a lot of the residents of Memramcook, they started a lawsuit 10 years ago, so I'm just sort of continuing the efforts that started 10 years ago. But yeah, no, definitely, I think it would have changed my chances for sure. But it should also go to show when you have a resident from Memramcook getting into politics, provincial politics, he has to get known in Tanchamar, because on a regular daily basis, we don't deal a lot with Tanchamar. So unless you're involved in provincial politics, you're not present in that part of the riding. Whereas, for example, before I even became mayor, just as a lawyer and just as an active member of the community, I was a lot more known in Dieppe than I would have been in Tanchamar, just because we read the same newspapers, Le Moniteur Acadien, La Carte Nouvelle, L'Étoile, and when you're involved in your community, there's a lot more events happening in Dieppe or Moncton. So you just, by ricochet, just get to know more people in that area. So
that's Memramcook Mayor Maxime Bourgeois. The Memramcook Village Council has also unanimously endorsed the motion supporting the move to become part of a riding along with Dieppe. Public consultations on the issue happened earlier in September, and the Electoral Commission has promised a second round of consultations once a draft map is released.